Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that Eric Groves is back. Eric's a longtime Brain Trust member, CEO, and co-founder of Alignable, a great small business platform, a great small business community that he's put together and invited people in and serving them well. He's our good friend, Eric. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. So I want to talk about you brought us at least three surveys of your community, and two of them are about the current economic conditions, the coronavirus economy, and also the government's impact, attempt to help. And I'd like for you to give us a report on what they told you, what it looks like for those who are coming out of last year into the new year, and what they're telling you about that.
Sure. Well, you know, I think the at the macro level, what we continue to see is businesses struggling from a cash standpoint. And the first piece of the equation was really to understand what percentage of small businesses were at significant risk of closure by the end of March this year. And what we did there was we asked them, you know, how much revenue do you need in order to stay in business through the end of the quarter, and how much do you think you're going to get? And we then triangulate with those two numbers and came up with roughly 44% of businesses saying that they were at risk. And so then, you know, with that in hand, then the question is, okay, so how can we help those businesses most? And we looked to the PPP funding process to figure out if the money was actually getting to the people that needed it most.
Before you go to the PPP side, I want to stick in another little piece of information here, a little data point. We polled our people this week about we're 2 months into the year, what are things looking like? And I'm going to say that of the way we asked the questions, the options that we gave them, two of our categories fit your pretty close to your 44% area. Our number was 39%. So, in other words, I would think our response overlays that. I like to use. I mean, I think sometimes when one group comes out with a number, you know, it's helpful to have a little bit of perspective. And I think our two numbers are pretty darn close. And the reason I'm pointing this out, Eric, and you know this, you know this as well as anybody. You know, a lot of people don't take small business survey seriously. You know, when you see a small business survey from a reputable polling firm or a reputable organization like yours, like mine, like NFIB and people like that, you know, whatever small business owner tells them, you can take that to the bank. That's how it really is. We deal in real things here. And anyway, I just thought you'd find that interesting that we're our numbers
are close. That's fascinating. Yeah, and, you know, you see it differentiating around different industries, too, where, like, travel and lodging, you know, travel-related things, entertainers, people that are in personal services are the hardest hit and continue to be and have been throughout this entire crisis.
Well, six out of ten of ours are still worried. I mean, only about four out of ten are saying, we're going to have a great year. And that's still pretty tough. So now move over to your PPP survey.
Right. And so, you know, when you think about it, it's, you know, we've had this impact from the crisis. We have a tunnel with a light at the end of the tunnel, which we hope is not a train coming our way. And that light at the end of the tunnel is a point in time when we can get to recovery. And the time frame, the length of this tunnel, is really determined by how quickly we get the coronavirus under control. And, you know, that's the whole around how fast we're getting the vaccines to the people that need it. And sort of quelling that challenge will, you know, has the ability to shorten or lengthen that tunnel. And when we think about the PPP loans, what those are is literally, if you will, a bridge inside the tunnel to get through a span of time. And so what we need to do is make sure that the businesses that are in greatest need of cash to get to the other side of this tunnel are the ones that are getting it. And so what we did was we polled our business owners to understand what percentage of them have applied, what percentage of them have actually received the money, and where are the kinks in the process, what's holding the money flow up from getting through to them. And, you know, what we found was roughly a third of the businesses out there had applied or had applied for PPP loans, and only a third of those had actually received the money. So there seems to be some kind of logjam where the people that are in desperate need for this money aren't getting access to it on a timely basis.
This is really sad. And of course, part of the problem, Eric, is that this second round should have happened last October or even last September.
Yeah.
I mean, politics kept it from happening, caused it to happen 4 months late or longer. And,
yeah.
And so, you know, there could be some attrition impact on your numbers here. You know, people, this might have been a lot different had it rolled out in October. And so,
That is true.
I can't not say that. I mean, it must be said that while Washington dithered, small businesses were collapsing. And as you know very well, Eric, when a small business collapses, a family collapses.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, when you look at the distribution of the cash, of the money that's actually gone out, over 90% of it is second draw loans.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little less than 10% of them are the first draw loans, which tend to be much smaller in size.
Right.
But those are the businesses that have really been hurt by this whole PPP process. Mm-hmm. And it was actually fantastic to see that the Biden administration was going to change the formula for the solopreneurs and independent contractors.
That was really important.
Because they're the ones that's been squeezed.
And that were hurt in the first round, exactly. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with Eric Groves. He's with Alignable and Alignable.com, and we'll talk some more about this and other issues after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.